Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, guess who's joining us today?
Susan Gage.
Not even she knows what she'll say.
Susie Joe.
If you cross her, she will set you straight.
Susan Gage.
Or she might be looking for a date.
Susie Joe. It's time for Susie Joe.
Woo!
If I can hyphen a word, it's unpredictably fun.
Aww.
That's what I would say. You're unpredictable, and you're fun. You are.
Thank you.
You are. Okay. 651-461-9226. Your one word to describe Susie. The closest you came to leaving.
Oh, man.
WCCO radio during your soon-to-be 29 years was...
Bob Schomper and Daphne Adato. I have no problem saying it on the air.
Yeah.
If I saw them today on the sidewalk, I might have the courage to actually say that they were so mean to me.
They both didn't care for you.
And they
critiqued you to the point where I and others talked to you because I felt like they were just, they wanted to go over every single word you said.
They also one time brought me in the office to tell me that I didn't breathe right. As I was delivering the news, I didn't breathe at the right time.
I've noticed that about you. Bad breathing. Bad breather.
Dave's word is bad hyphenated breathing.
Well, I mean, it's a strong exhale, but the inhale is just poorly placed.
I'm sorry. Bad. I've been working on it since they left. I still have nightmares about not breathing correctly.
Oh, my God.
No, they were
bad
terrible.
Bad breathing.
And they were screamers. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
She screamed at me. He screamed at me. They used profanity. I mean, I'm way into profanity, but not when someone's giving it to me.
I'll give you, you know, I've told the 80s story with Shomp and standing up to him, but Daphne. Okay, Daphne was who Bob brought in to be the news person.
26
news
years old.
Right. And she was very confident. But just tone deaf circumstance. So that's when Adam, before, you know, he backstabbed us and left us. And, you know,
Right.
He exploded today and he left us.
Wow.
Yeah, he just was driving home and he just blew up. And so he's gone.
All right.
Yeah, that was it. That's Dave, do we need to say anything else about him?
No, that's good enough. Yeah, he's probably more than he deserves.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she, like, repeatedly, we'd be talking like we're talking out, and she'd come in off mic.
Loud.
Hey, Adam, have you finished that story yet?
And we're on the air.
Yeah.
Right, and I get it if there's, like, an emergency going on, there's a big story, you can just kind of signal, hey, you got to come. And Adam knew that, and I knew that, and that was part of my deal with Mick. Like, I would not start here. The reason why I started here months and months late is I said I'm not coming here unless I work with Carter. Two things. I'm only going to work with Carter because I love him. He's become such a great friend to me. I hadn't even heard him before. I hate to say it, but I just didn't listen to the station a ton.
Okay.
And I'd love telling that my father too. I just love it. Did you hear me, Dad? No, no, no. Barrera was great though. I would tell. And then I wanted the sidekicks to talk, you know, and the producer and against it. And there were people here who acted like it was just sacrilege. Oh my God, they're not allowed to talk. It's just ridiculous. And I would say to Daphne 3-4 times, like, Daphne, I get it, but we're on the air. You just can't do that. And she's like, I'll just do whatever. And so one time she came in and we were talking about some serious. And finally, I tracked her down the hallway and yelled at her. Just absolutely yelled at her. I'm like, you are so unprofessional. Let's walk up and talk to Mick right now. Let's go. And by the way, you're going to lose this argument. She went into labor the next day and had her baby.
What a cop out.
Yeah, exactly. But they were really, really tough. And,
yeah.
Okay.
They were gunning for a lot of people.
Oh, my God. They wanted to change a lot. Okay. Yeah. Tell me, think of five people you have thoroughly enjoyed working with.
Oh, my gosh. Well, a lot of them are here.
Like right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will say you and Dave.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
Did you say me three more times?
Dave.
Steve Murphy.
Steve Murphy. Let's talk about Murphy.
100%.
One of the truest professionals I have met in the entirety of my life.
Yep.
Just treats people with dignity.
Cares deeply about news.
Cares deeply about the product. And with some of the buffoons who've been in management here, was willing to stand up and say, enough is enough. And if he covered a story, it was going to be thorough, it was going to be meticulous, and he was going to be balanced.
Yep.
Great human being.
Wonderful guy. Yep. Bruce Hagevik.
Great human. I miss Bruce a lot. I knew of Bruce when I came here, but just getting to know Bruce and his sense of humor and everything about him was just an absolute pleasure.
So where am I up to now?
That's four. You got one more.
Oh, yeah. This is so hard. I want to do another one here, but I also want to do another one out. I'm taking one extra.
Yeah.
Sloan Martin.
Yeah. Sloan on with Adam and Jordan today.
I saw.
Jordan today.
Yep. Was good stuff.
Yep.
And then Laura Oakes.
Yeah. All great people.
Yeah.
All outside of Dave. We did not get back to close as you came to leave.
Oh, that was it with Bob and Daphne.
That was
were
it.
Here.
Yeah, that was
I mean,
it. Did you ever have a job offer, though?
You know me. I am wildly honest, Chad. You know
I
am.
Yeah.
So I went through a deep depression in that time. I really did. I really sunk.
That is really sad.
It
I'm
is.
Very sorry.
And I took a lot of sick time, and I marked, don't laugh, and I marked,
no, no,
on,
no,
my cal-
I
marked on my calendar good days, bad days, and I finally just stopped coming to work. And I went to the doctor.
How could we tell the difference right there? Okay.
I went to a psychiatrist
who
helped me tremendously. And she wrote a note. If I would have had Sheldon, then he would have done the same. But she wrote me a note.
Sheldon would have showed up here.
Yeah. She wrote me a note to take 4 weeks off. It was a short-term mental health disability.
Yeah.
4 weeks. And I went home and I walked and I prayed and I did yoga.
Yeah.
And I went to AA and I tried to eat better. I lost so much weight because I was so nervous, which is really weird. It was like, who are you? What happened to Susie? And when I came out of it, I came back here and we had a meeting in the conference room. And they said to me as I was coming back, is there anything I wanted to say? And I said, well, I just hope that coming back, we can all treat each other a little more kindly.
Yeah.
More kindness. That's
seems appropriate.
You know what that Daphne said to me?
Biatch.
She said, so business as usual. And I'm like, you snot. What a snot. But again, that was a very pivotal moment. That could have gone either way. And I'm super grateful that I did what I did. I got in touch with Francie upstairs. I made the steps that I took the steps.
Yeah.
I took the time
That's
off.
That's great.
And that was, you know, here I am.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Let's give some of the words here. Edgy, okay. Irreplaceable, plucky, seductive, fantastic, classy, sassy, energetic, fabulous, scrumptious, vixen, great laugh, hottie-totty, delightful, freewheeling, feisty, unique, bobcat, favorite, snack, spunky, smile-worthy, charismatic, authentic, sassy, hot, so hot, delightful, real, sassy, genuine, meh. Fun, hilarious, delightful, inquisitive, sexy, herself, inspirational, lovely, happy, workaholic. No, let's get
out of
there.
Let's ease up on that one.
Okay.
Thank you. That was really nice to people listening because I love this place. You know, yeah. I do. And
right.
I give it my best. Even though I take a lot of vacation,
yeah.
I love this place.
When I was hired to take over the 9 to noon shift, did you want to hate me?
No, gosh, no. That was 2009, and that was when everything jumped around. No, I mean, it was a little startling for folks that might remember. Jeff McKinney, Don Shelby, there was a whole shakeup of the lineup then, and Wendy Paulson said, we need you back down in the newsroom, and I was grateful to not lose my job. That's the one thing about working somewhere 29 years in broadcasting. Yep. That's a long time. I know Hauser said 33 years, but a lot of times – you know, people come and go, new managers come, and they like you, and you're out the door. So I kept my head down and rolled with the punches, little rope-a-dope.
Okay.
Muhammad Ali's here.
Okay. Did you have your most fun here with Eleanor?
We had a lot of fun. Yep. We got in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Because she...
Biggest trouble, the two of you, what did you do?
She and I were interviewing someone who was a call girl, otherwise known as a prostitute, who worked with, was a friend of, hung with the Rat Pack, Frank Sinatra.
Oh, okay.
And
did we tell tales?
Oh, boy. Did
we. Really?
And Eleanor enjoyed using words like dangly bits for parts of a man's body. No, I'm saying it, but Wendy was like, "Man, you guys cannot say that." And you can, and then, I think Eleanor asked her, "I don't know if I can say this."
Go ahead.
Like, what was something that was surprising about Frank Sinatra?
Yeah. Okay.
And she said that he liked to have sex in different ways, but she said liked to do it in the
you know where.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was a little outrageous.
I can't imagine Wendy. Sweet, kind Wendy handled that one.
Anyway, we kind of pushed the envelope, Eleanor and I.
Every day when you're here, you make me happy.
Oh.
Every day you do something where Dave and I are like, God.
What the hell?
And I want you on the show every day. I do. I blew up today, so he's gone. I was happy for him getting a show, and I just said right away, it's got to be Susie. And the show is just so much better when you're a part of it. Oh. And you're a great friend, too. And
I mean it. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations.
All right.
Susie's hosting tomorrow.
Yes.
9 to noon in honor of 29 years here. So that's fantastic. Let's pause. Jason's coming up very soon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.